We have been testing to see what it's like between French and Australian relations because we spoke yesterday to Bernard
from
L'Île de France, the restaurant at Terrigal, and he said there's no animosity because we reneged on that submarine deal.
He'll take anyone.
Yeah. So we thought we'd go one better.
Just to see.
Do the French hate us, really? And we've got your mate.
Manu.
Hello, Manu.
How are you, buddy?
Good, yourself?
Not too bad. Are you talking to us as Aussies after we reneged on that submarine deal, Manu?
No, that's it. I'm done. I'm going back to France. I'm just had enough of you.
Yeah, a lot of us.
Was that directed at me or Robert?
No, it's probably to you. He's seen what you do with a piece of steak on a barbecue.
Oh, actually.
I've been trying to teach you how to cook and for the last 20 years and you can't, so I'm done.
He's done.
The last time Manu was here, which was last year, he judged my rissoles being the best, Mr. Palmer.
He did prefer your rissoles.
Aesthetically, they didn't look as good as yours, but when it came to flavour,
that's right.
I won hands down, champion.
But this is about food, all right?
So. Hey, hang on. Let's put it here. It was better. I didn't say it was good.
All right. Tell Manu we're not talking to him now.
Fair enough. Yeah, relationship with France has just gone down the toilet.
Oh, hey, mate, hey, Manu, also, how are you going after SAS? I wouldn't have done those things either. I would have got over.
Mate, bloody biscuit that was to chew.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know if you watched last night's episode, but I would have loved to get into the fist fight with someone just for a laugh. But just to watch it. It was absolutely crazy. You know, the girls bashing each other. Wow. Anyway, it was a great experience. I just thought I could have gone a little bit further. But, I just realized that I had a better life at home than there.
Mate, I tell you what, to put yourself through that for 2 weeks and at the end of it, really, I mean, what comes out of it at the end? The satisfaction of being beaten senseless.
I think it's just a lot of ego for a lot of the people, and for men, I think it's just trying to prove, you know, it's the alpha male wanting to prove they're stronger and so on, and that's when I realized, I said, bloody hell, I don't have to prove anything. I want to go home.
Mate, yeah, exactly. Oh. You have a beautiful family, Manu.
I want to live a few more years. That's all I want to do.
Oh, I just go, nah. And pooping in those bloody outside dunnies and all that, oh, that's not for me.
That's your day-to-day, Paddy Gerard.
That's one thing I'll remember for the rest of my life. I had a poop with Mr. Poo on the first day. Yeah,
Manu and the poo.
On the first episode.
On the loo.
Oh, Manu. Hey, what's happening for the rest of the year, Manu, for you guys?
I don't know, mate. You know, the TV stuff is slowed down a bit, so I'm just waiting for a call. And then just I've got the odd jobs here and there. I might just do a bit of radio with you guys, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
look, what? That's feel a great free. Idea. We do need a French correspondent.
Oh, look, at any time. This, because I think there's going to be more to this submarine deal. So if you could just you just ring at any stage, Manu, right. That would be great.
Imagine working in there, cooking for the staff, for the crew in there. That would be terrible.
Oh, mate, you could be the next Steven Seagal. The chef on the ship. Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
That's it. We'll pitch that. You've now got SAS training, mate. You're halfway there.
Well, it is so good to find out that there are no hard feelings between Australians and the French over the submarine deal that has gone wrong. It is it's a pleasure to know that, Manu.
I wouldn't care at all.
All right, mate. Say lovey.
All right. Cheers, guys. Thanks for the chat.